This podcast is part of the Zio to Hero podcast network.
You stay right here.
The world is very lucky to have you, and so am I. May the power protect you always.
We heard the voices. We can hear them. We can touch them. We're gonna find out who they really are.
Will, now that's a terrible idea. I'm gonna do that one more time because I felt like I sloshed it.
So Hasbro licensing out Power Rangers to Playmates. I saw a list of the other places that they do, and there's quite a few companies that are actually doing Power Rangers. Like Funko has the licensing now, so which makes me think, will they expand off of MNPR for Funkos?
No, probably not.
I don't think so, but it would be fun to have Funko Zio set.
Funko Turbo set, that would work out pretty well.
I think anything Power Ranger Funko would be good. Welcome again to another episode of Zio to Hero, where I'm Billy, and that's Jim, and we're always doing something up to no good. I don't know. Words no make matter anyways. So
don't you say incriminating things on this podcast. Don't you
we've said enough incriminating things that we'd be thrown into the dungeon underneath the command center where Zordon and Alpha built the White Ranger.
You were the one where they kept Zed at when he was imprisoned during the comic run.
Ooh, that's a deep right. cut right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's talking about comics. We'll get to that later.
Oh, yeah. Tonight's episode.
Any toys for you?
And me, any?
Oh, you know what? Yo. Let's do that. Yeah. You know, back it up 5 steps. Welcome to this episode of Zio to Hero. My name is Jim, and I'm hanging out with my brother, Billy, who is, I think he's frozen. Oh, he's frozen. Yep, he's frozen. Never mind. All right, guys. He's frozen. Done.
I'm still here.
Oh, he's still here. I wasn't prepared for this.
Okay.
Oh, I'm very unprepared.
All right. But yeah, so this episode is going to be pretty intense. There's going to be a lot of cussing, a lot of window breaking. Yeah. What else we got?
Hold on. Give me a second. My thing dropped to like nothing.
Uh-oh.
Let me start a audio file real fast.
Okay. Ow. Should I start one too?
One bites dust. Yeah. You know, let's just start over with the audio recording.
All right.
Cool.
All right.
So we're talking about your mama.
And your mama. Which so in turn, both of our mamas.
All right. We're recording. We're good.
Yeah,
we're
good.
Good. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2.
Your mama
2, 3. Sucks.
No, your mama.
We have the same mama.
I know.
We got different dads, though. Oh, shoot. We have the same dad.
No. No, we got that, too. Damn it.
Shit. You know what? We got different hairstyles.
Yeah, I can live with that.
You know what? We have the same taste in men.
Well, that's, I can't disagree with that. Oh, that video, that girl was like, I'd rather be stuck in the woods with bears than guys. And like this gay guy gets on and goes, hell yeah, where's the bears at? He's like, hell yeah.
That's pretty good. All right, where were we?
We were right about to do another one. Because, Oh, we should do it like where there's an echo. Like, I'll say it and you just echo behind me.
Okay.
All right. Welcome again to another episode of Zero to Hero. I can't do that. That's too tough. All right, let me do this. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Zio to Hero.
Wait, Ron stop. Billy. I got this.
You got this. Okay, if I'm not letting laugh, I'm swear.
Welcome back to this episode of your mom's favorite podcast, Zio to Hero, with the voluptuous Billy and the cool Jim. I couldn't think of a J word to go with Jim.
Why don't you just say what you said to me earlier, how it's spelled and how it sounds?
Oh, yeah. My name is Jim. It's spelled like the person, sounds like the place.
My name is Billy. Sounds like the person, spelled like the douchebag. I didn't have nothing for that one. So
you got nothing. Like,
well, it's Jim, it's and Bill spelled like the person, looks like the thing you get at the end of dinner. The bill.
You should do. My name is Bill. Spell it. The person looks like the receipt.
Yeah.
Crumpled up in your pocket.
Welcome again to another episode of Zio to Hero, where I'm Billy and that's Jim. And thanks for tuning in to your mom's favorite podcast. I kind of like that, but we got to make it nerdy though.
Oh, your mom's favorite RSS feed.
How many people listening would understand that though?
Like two.
Okay, I can live with that. Okay. All right, so tonight's episode should be a pretty interesting one, as we've got some breaking news throughout this last couple days. It's been very interesting of what's been going on, and we're going to break it down here tonight. Maybe we're going to talk about some shows too, because we haven't had a chance to talk to each other since he's been moving. Jim has been moving houses.
Yeah, it's been rough.
I tell you what, you don't miss something until it's gone. And I'm sitting there, I was like, damn, I had to resort to Crunchyroll. It's like, damn it.
You're like, crap.
I know that you haven't had been buying stuff because you've been moving, but I have bought a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, my box of loot's ready to go though. So I got the SV, the Sentinel, Peter B. Parker.
Oh, right.
To help him fill out the rest of the set. And then I have Mauricio, the bunny lady, Funko from My Hero. Orderichi, the Gravity Girl, and yep. Deku.
Okay.
And Homer Simpson, Mr. Oh, dang it, what is it called? He's the soapbox.
So Mr. Sparkles.
One. Mr. Sparkles, yeah, Mrs. Sparkles. I have that one. It's my box of loot, and I'm probably going to ship to my office.
The Funko version? Oh, is it the diamond version?
I think so.
It better be the diamond version. Those are the best. I've seen those in person.
Maybe. I haven't looked at it.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's my box of loot. So I'll have that shipped to my office here soon.
Okay. I pre-ordered a bunch of Funkos and the Demon Slayer ones, and they actually came out in store. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to buy nothing. Normally, I would just buy it right off the shelf. But I told myself, I was like, no, you've already pre-ordered all these, so don't buy nothing. So, sure enough, the boxes finally came in, because I've never bought from this company before, but they're called Chalice Collectibles.
Oh, yeah.
And they send you the Funkos in protective cases, every single one of them.
Ooh.
And this was fun.
What was the price difference?
For the whole set, I think it was $120-something, I think. Or
the whole set from, like, Funko directly, would it be, how much would it be?
It would probably be the same, but free shipping. Yeah, free shipping and no protective boxes.
Okay. So much shipping.
I think the shipping was like $12 with Chalice.
That's not bad. No, that's not bad at
all. I think, and that was for both boxes.
Do they do more than just Funkos?
Not from what I've seen, it's only Funkos.
Right now.
Yeah, right now. But they actually had one of the Funkos was specifically for them. So you got stickers on the box from Chalice Collectibles.
Okay.
So I got the regular Tengen. So I got regular Tengen. And then I actually got the Chase variant.
The one Tengen. Where he's missing an arm?
Nah, this one is, he's a metal, not metal, but metallic.
Metallic.
So yeah, so when you look at him, he's all sparkly inside there. Freaking and then nerd. I went to Barnes and Noble's Sunday, and I actually found a Chase Tengen in Barnes and Noble's. I don't find Chases in public places, So I snatched that up real quick. I was like, I never bought one in public.
No one else needs this one. This is mine.
Yeah. So then I got. So in Entertainment District, right? In Demon Slayer, mm-hmm. they had to infiltrate the housing for the women.
Yeah.
So I got the women version of them in kimonos.
I think when they finally took his helmet off, I was like, oh my god, like you're so pretty.
He's like beautiful, and like Zenitsu's like, how is this even possible? So I have Inosuke's.
Mm-hmm.
I have Zenitsu's when he's playing the guitar.
Yeah.
I have that one. And then I have Tanjiro's version of him.
God, I couldn't think of the damn name.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the name for a second there.
What was it, like, the whole plot of Tanjiro? Like, they knew he was a boy because he was too, like, rough?
Yeah, yeah. They say, well, we already knew. So, yeah.
If I knew you're a boy, it's fine.
So then I got this. I have, what are they called? Geishas? I have the geisha version of Daki Demon.
Yeah.
So this is pre-demon form of Daki. Mm-hmm. Pretty hefty, too. That one's a heavy one. And then I have the first of Tengen's wives. Hinatsuru. Hinatsuru?
Yeah, read off the box.
Yeah. Well, it's three wives, and it's really hard to remember their names. But yeah. This one is the Chalice Collectibles version.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes with the kunai, basically the where they shoot out the cannon style.
Yeah.
So it comes with that. And then I got this one, which is Oi.
Oh, yeah.
The one of the helpers at the village of the Shinobu village.
Yeah.
Where like they rest up and they train and stuff. Mm-hmm. So this is one of them. The really fast one. And I don't have the chase version of her, which has a smock on it, but I don't really need that. So.
Oh my god. Like, I'm impressed.
So much.
About this. I'm impressed about this, but I'm also kind of, like, worried about you. but I'm very impressed.
I think that's it. That's it for now. I have another Dragon Dagger I bought.
I saw the video, the short you made for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, will you quit? No.
Then I got this one. This is Young Tengen. So.
Oh, yeah.
This one was pretty cool. I like this one. So, got that.
You found me. You found me, Shinji and Asuka from Evangelion and Full Fledged Storm from X Men.
Oh yeah,
those Funkos. Yeah.
Oh
yeah. You gave it to me when we went to go visit a friend of ours.
Uh huh. Yeah, I said that. I was like, they were like buy two get the third one like half off, and I was like. I'll buy him, and then I was like, I got you a Storm. So.
You jerk.
And then I thought those Evangelion Funkos were fake, and I had to look them up. I was like, oh, they're actually a real thing. And I bought them. I was like, I'm just going to buy them, because then now it puts pressure on you to finish them.
You say you these things.
You don't have very many.
So I found the Ava Unit 1 like helmet I can mount to the wall.
Oh,
I kind of want to get it.
Oh,
it's on my list.
Is it mouth open or closed?
It's without the mouth.
Oh,
so it's okay. The helmet piece.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's like the exterior skull.
Yeah.
The exterior armor. Yeah.
Right.
So it looks pretty cool. It looks pretty sick.
Like, basically underneath it, there are monsters underneath there.
Well, technically they're angels underneath it.
Yeah. Well, you see that. Yeah, you see that when he loses an arm, he's able to project another arm that's an angel. And then he ascends.
Yeah, he uses another angel. In the original series, he uses an angel piece from like angel like 8 or 9 or something like that and uses that as a new arm.
Oh. So that's I talked to the voice actor of Shinji. He said that there's actually an Amazon series.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So it's
I
the need movies. It's the four movies.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, there's also a redub of it that came on Netflix, I think. That's pretty good. Like a redub of the original series. So right. They redid all the, like, they upscaled all the animation to like 1080p 4K, and they redubbed it, and it came out pretty good.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, how about that? All right.
Yeah. So if you want more information about Ethan Gillian, go ask Edgar. He's a buddy of ours who's super into that show, like super, super into it.
Ah, what a weirdo. Is he the one that's been posting the Godzilla crossovers?
No, that's been me.
oh, to peer pressure him to buy them?
Yes. I want him to buy it.
Okay.
I really want him to have the whole set because there's three of them. I really want him to get all three.
So,
$200 of these. I wanted to drop this.
So to begin the conversations tonight, we actually traveled out to West Texas,
the Campbell Soup Factory in Paris. Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah,
so we went to Paris, Texas, because Jared and Nick said that they were coming down to Paris, Texas Comic-Con out there. So I was like, hey, you're driving 3-4 hours. I don't mind driving 3-4 hours to go meet y'all. And so
I drove an hour and a half both ways.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got to see some pretty cool stuff that I never thought was in Dallas. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We drove around for a little bit. And then there was an Eiffel Tower there. And apparently, Nick's very excited about the Eiffel Tower. And he apparently stopped and was like, this is an Eiffel Tower. And and stopped the whole caravan about this is an Eiffel Tower. And then we had to meet up with Jarrett. And we had a long conversation. We met some really cool people there, too. An artist we're going to try to have on the show here soon. She was super fun to talk to. And
it was so dark. So dark.
Oh, my gosh. She fit in just fine with us. There's her, and then there's a voice actor for Blue Lock as well. Yeah. Who recommended some anime for us to watch. And then Jared, of course, and then Nick. You know, Nick, because, I mean, Nick and Jared. Jared and Nick. I can't remember which one.
Yeah. So,
You had to go tell the Boy Scouts there I was an Eagle Scout. You're like, this guy's an Eagle Scout.
I wanted to see.
I didn't realize that the kid walking around and the arms, like, if little, was part of the thing. And he goes, you want a piece of candy? And I'm like, I'm told, my mama told me I shouldn't take candy from carrots or try carrots. And the kid's like, I'm not a carrot. I'm like, are you sure about that?
I really love that because we didn't
hear the dying.
We didn't hear that, but Nick like ran over to us and like told us immediately what you said.
Oh my God. I was sitting there and I realized he was on the Boy Scout kids. I'm like, damn it.
Damn it. That's hilarious.
And then we're outside with Jared taking photos, and like he's like laughing, and I'm like, "All right, Jared, you should leave your wife."
the way you said that so seriously, though, you were like just laughing. Oh, that was good. Oh, Jared, you should leave your wife.
It was the funniest thing.
Yeah. So
I was on fire that day, man. I was on fire.
Remember when you thought you had magnetic powers and you were like trying to lift the Eiffel Tower. And like, look, Jim's trying to lift it. And in the picture, there's a cowboy hat on the very top. And you're like, well, how'd that cowboy hat to get up there? And I was like, oh, damn it. He has magnetic powers.
And then we stopped at Walmart. We just went looking around at Walmart on the way back. And this guy, like, we put the thing on the counter, and the counter slips, and it's like, oh, that guy ate straight, and dead on. Like, I was like, oh, you should ask his boyfriend about that. And the dude just stops and starts laughing. He could not keep it together, and I was like, man, I am on fire today. That was the best I had all week.
Yeah, that. What was that? Where was that? Commerce, Texas.
Commerce, Texas, with a college, Commerce's, yeah.
Okay, remember remember the toy aisle we were looking in? We were like, damn, this place sucks.
We walked out there like, man, there's no one that steals toys from this place. Man, it's terrible.
Nobody. The security was super tight there.
That's right, yeah, there's four old people at the door.
With the asset protection vest. Couldn't get past them with any toys.
No, I couldn't do it, man. Couldn't do it.
Yeah, so what did we give them? We gave Nick and Jared some obscure gifts.
We gave them some bamboo katanas that I peer pressure you into buying when we first started going to cons.
Yes.
So they have your first katanas you bought for me peer pressuring you.
Yep.
And we signed them.
Uh-huh.
And we wrote silly things across them.
That was the best. Because I was like, if we're going to go see them, we have to annoy them with something.
Oh, yeah.
And
they had nothing to give us.
Well, I bought a comics from Nick.
Who is the artist guy at the end of the table? Not Jared, but the other side.
I think his name was Sam.
Sam? I bought like this Godzilla poster thing from him, and it's really cute.
Is it like chibi style?
Yeah, chibi style Godzilla and baby Godzilla doing the fire breath, like flying backwards.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to frame it and put it up in my office or out in the living room.
He does a variant.
I want it out in the public so people can see it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does a variant cover for Vengeance with the him jumping over a dude with the chibi style with the bat. I'm about to pre-order that thing.
Do it. There. you get yourself a comic box, by the way.
Oh, I know. When we were out there, when we got there, we were like, there's no way there's a Comic-Con out here. This is the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then we turned the corner and we're like, no, that's just a high school. It's empty. There's nothing here. And then that convention center in the back, it was pretty popping. I was like, oh, did not expect this. Yeah.
They put everything really close together. It was hard to get around. Yeah, no, well set up convention.
Well set up. That old guy, when we first got there, he got my face. He goes, you normally dress like this? Yes.
Like, you know what Josie does? Yeah. And he just stopped. He's like, okay, and left.
He just like walks away. I'm like, what do I say?
Like, what do you want from me? God.
Does it look that bad? I mean,
do I look like I care what you think about me? Do you?
Yeah.
Does it look like I care?
Jim, the facial expressions was pretty
strong. I was upset about this for you.
We saw a group of Ghostbusters group there.
I was like, Ghostbusters of Texas.
Yeah, I was like, do you have one of those chambers in the back where you put all the ghosts?
That's right. And they had a costume contest.
Yes. Yeah.
That was a little intense.
I hope that
people throwing fists up there.
I hope that that stormtrooper won it.
I doubt it.
I'm pretty sure that multiple personality.
The new hot thing right now is Hasbro Hotel, and so probably the person who was trusted Charlie got it.
Oh,
we didn't stay. We didn't find out. So
yeah, we didn't stay. They had a wrestling ring there. I wanted to get up there and finally just show my little moves.
They said you had to sign a waiver, and you're like, man, I was gonna get my insurance money out of this, and you walked off.
My cankle is out. I blew my cankle.
My cankle is gone.
Oh, it's missing.
You need to sign a waiver so you cannot sue us for any damages. And you're like, well, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done. That was fun. That was actually a pretty fun experience. I didn't think it was gonna be that fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Oh. I liked meeting Jared and Nick in person.
Yeah, Jared's that was tall fun.
I thought it was gonna be, and Nick is. A little shorter than I thought it was going to be.
But what was the first thing I did? I was like, come in, bring it in. Give me a hug. Come on.
Yeah. Yep. Weirdo. Like, give me a hug. And you're like, had to bend down to hug him. And like, I love you. And he's like, me too.
You guys.
And he gave him swords. You're like, you guys are so amazing. We're like, shush.
I was like, here. Check. We wrote stuff on your blade of your sword. Take it. Take it in peace.
That Mark is still in my backpack, too.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I haven't got rid of it yet. I'm going to give it to Liz, but I just haven't got around to it.
So, I don't know if have you seen it. We need to break it down into some shows real quick. That's what we need to do.
Okay, let's go. What are you watching? Right.
Oh, so, okay, question. Have you seen all Fallout yet?
No, I have not seen any of it yet, and I've heard so many good things about it. I just haven't watched it yet. I just haven't had time.
So good. So good. Walter, what is his name? What's his name? Walter Goggins?
The guy without a nose?
Yes, the ghoul.
Yeah, yeah, that's Walter.
So he plays, yeah, he's the ghoul, and I mean, just absolutely dead ringers, the spot. And I was a fan of him.
I haven't seen it yet.
I was a fan of him since the Royal Gemstones.
I liked him. Yeah. There's a few movies he was in beforehand.
Yeah,
I enjoyed him in, but the Righteous Gemstones really sold me on him. Uncle Baby Billy.
But yeah, the Righteous Gemstones. If nobody has seen it, it's very funny. It's basically about a mega church that just seems fun. But then you start diving into like the characters and stuff, and like it's just really messed up. It's a really messed up show.
Like, oh my god! I didn't kill him. You did. You ran him over your truck. I didn't kill him. The truck. Yeah, killed him.
It's got Danny McBride in it. So like, with Danny McBride is funny.
I used to hate Danny McBride. Used to hate him.
Hate him
a lot. And I was like, I don't like this guy at all. And then I watched Mitchell versus the Machines with he's the dad, and I fell in love with him. And I'm like, damn it! And then I watched Righteous Gemstones. I'm like, damn it! I love this guy.
Damn it! But yeah, that's been pretty fun. Fallout was a very, for somebody that went into it not knowing, I never played the games. I don't know any of the lore. It's pretty self-explanatory. Like you're kind of confused in the beginning, but by the end, it kind of like just makes a lot of sense. It like closes the gap for somebody that hasn't never seen that show.
I've been watching. I started Kaiju number 8. Do you see that yet?
Oh yeah, I've only saw the first episode so far.
I saw the first episode too. The second episode is on my list to watch right now. John and Liz are watching Astra Lost in Space, which I highly recommend that show if you haven't seen it. It's amazing.
What's it called?
So I haven't. Astra Lost in Space is an anime.
Astra.
And I highly recommend, Astra Lost in Space.
Okay.
It's great. I highly recommend, it's a bunch of kids who get lost in space and have to find their way home. It's actually really well done because, like, every character has their own backstory. And you find out everything, you find out about each and every character, each and every one of these characters.
Oh.
And there's a mole, there's an assassin among them. So it's really fun.
Oh. It's a murder mystery.
Oh, yeah. Watch it. But, Kaiju number 8 was really fun looking. Watch it for something. It was really cool. The ending was like, oh, hey, what?
Yeah, wait a minute.
And that was pretty solid. And then what's the other one we just started? Another show, X-Men 97. We've been watching, and that was I finally watched a new episode, and that was really good. And Billy's over here like, Storm got a magic, or her powers back because of magic. I'm like, no, she got her powers back. She's a boss ass bitch. That's why. Exactly why she got her powers back.
You don't mess with
her, rogue.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, do you see the trailer yet? The new episode?
No, not yet. No.
Rogue went rogue. That's the name of it. And it's Rogue literally going rogue and like destroying a bunch of shit. It's really cool.
Okay. All right. Interesting. It's going to be interesting.
Oh yeah,
I want to see how this plays out.
Yeah, you both. Like, I just want to see what happens. I want to see what happens because I feel like X-Men 97 has saved the MCU.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, it was no one expected to be very good, and it just blew everything out of the water. And they're going to tie into Deadpool somehow. Like, there's going to be some kind of tie-in because there's an episode where, like, right before the Wild Sentinel attacks, right? The Chimera Sentinel attacks, where you see the Watcher in the sky.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so you see the Watcher, there's gonna be like the Watcher's gonna probably be in Deadpool. Like, we're gonna see the Watcher again. Like, it's gonna probably tie into Deadpool. I bet you. You get tied to Deadpool somewhere. So I'm looking forward to this. I wanna see where this goes.
It's gonna be interesting. That Deadpool trailer. That looked really fun.
Oh my god. Yes.
When he walks around the corner without the sleeves as Wolverine, I was like, that's it. That's the Wolverine.
Yep, there we are. We got it. He's too tall, but I got it. I don't care. Yes. I'm happy. I'm here for it.
He's about a foot and a half too tall, but I will take it.
It's a foot and a half too big, but I'm going to take it somehow.
Yeah, I'm going to take it.
It's like, I was sore in the morning about it, but we're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Gate up, why don't you?
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman. Who's talking to Gate up for him?
Who's not going to Gate up for him? Yeah, exactly.
Huge freaking Jackman, man.
Yeah, come on. Shit. Get it together.
Get it together, buddy.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. What else has been? I said it today and I'll say it again. Look, I'll watch a show and let you know if it's good or not. They've been hyping up this anime on Toonami called Ninja Kamui. So I watched like the first six, the first six episodes. Don't watch it. It's just, no, don't do it. Save yourself some time.
Do the same thing with the Pirate Princess, Fenyar, the Pirate Princess, where it's like, yeah, it's going to be really good, like really good series, really good series. And then it was really boring.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the animation looked great, but it was the story was meh. It didn't capture my attention.
That's how it was with this one. It was like the animation's all right, but the story just was like, what the heck? You're torturing a guy by stabbing him over and over.
Yeah.
And then you set him on fire. All right.
Cool? Question mark. Like, cool. I get like you want the torture thing. I get that, but like I'm done with this.
Yeah, so just avoid that show. I didn't like it.
Yeah. Oh well. No, Bluey dropped a new episode.
I've heard that it's a in the future episode.
There's a future bit at the very end where you see Bluey as a mom and you see her daughter or son, their child.
Yeah.
Which confirms a lot of things about some other stuff down the road. Uh-huh. So I'm happy with it. But it's still a really sweet episode. Like, it's a really sweet episode.
Is this the end?
Bluey is really sweet. No.
Is this
no.
the end? No. You think they're going to keep going?
Yeah.
150 episodes, I've heard.
That's why that was all like 7 minutes. So they're super fast.
I watched a Bluey episode the other night. I thought it was just going to be a kid's show. I was like, what do they talk about? No, they actually hit on a very adult things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot going on, Bluey, and it's really good. And I will say, I'm never going to be a brony for Bluey, but I will enjoy the show. It's a really good show. It was solid. I'm not going to, those bronies, ruined My Little Pony.
Oh, my God.
But Bluey's a good show. Like, the creators know that they're working with, kids and stuff like that. And why they made this show, right? It's like, well, kids are going to watch it, but parents are going to watch it with them. So let's make a show that kids are going to love and parents will understand.
Yeah.
And there we go. That's how we got Bluey.
Boom. That's it.
Yep.
Wow.
A lot more meaning to it. Yep. And I was like, okay, you win.
You win. You win there, Bluey. But wait till we get ready out here.
You win today, Bluey, you Australian freaks. You win today.
We won't ever forget that you got your army got beat by kangaroos.
I will say, so Bluey's dad, right? Bandit.
Okay.
The voice actor is a musician.
Okay.
And he's in a band called Crumpets. I found them on Spotify, and they are freaking hilarious. They're really good. Custard. They're called Custard. And if you ever want to hear Bluey's dad singing about getting busy with it, I highly recommend it. It's really good. It's really funny. Oh, I recommend it. I'm going to say we're probably going to become a Bluey show at some point. We're going to be Zio to Bluey.
Don't do that. No. We can't Zio do that. Zio to
Bandit. Bandit the hero.
Let's not do that. That's just too much. Then we got to reformat everything.
I don't know if you noticed. A series called Chicks of Beards.
I don't know, Jim, if you see me, but I'm pretty deep in Power Rangers, so I can't start nothing new.
You can't start something new? You know, I'm going to eat some Bluey stuff, and you're done for.
You better not. I swear to God.
You want to make them, if they ever make Funkos, they're going to be right there on your doorstep.
No!
You know what? Let's see real quick. Hold on. Let's see. Bluey Funkos.
If they have Bluey Funkos, so help me.
Oh, no, not yet, but they have some on Etsy you can get.
The fake ones.
Yeah.
Bootlegs. Yeah. They're called bootleg Funkos.
At some point, you know, that's okay. Like, the show is as good. Watch it. If you got kids, watch it. If you don't got kids, watch a couple episodes. You might like it. All right. Any hoozle, we got some news happening today.
Oh, yeah. So, last couple of days, we have been hearing basically Power Rangers has been licensed out. Their toy line has been licensed out to Playmates.
Yeah.
And honestly, I did not see that coming. I didn't see that coming at all. I thought Hasbro was going to hold on until some sort of new show dropped and then release new Power Ranger toys. But I guess not. And so going with Playmates, I feel like that they're going to just target a young audience, and they're not going to do like a Lightning collection for the older people. Well,
does Playmates do like high end stuff at all?
I'm actually looking at their website right now, and no, it's just small stuff.
Who does those really cool Turtles in Time? Ooh. Is that McFarland?
Let's see. What is it called? Turtles in Time?
Yeah, like the Ronin and stuff like that.
Let's see. Turtles in Time toys. I don't know. NECA?
Okay, well then, I don't think we're gonna... Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm looking at Playmate stuff, and it's literally, like, kid stuff. Like, really cheap looking.
Yeah, like, even the Godzilla stuff looks really cheap.
They have Mutant Mayhem, classic teenage Godzilla Kong toys. What is that, Miraculous Ladybug?
Liz is super into it. Calm down.
Spy Ninjas and Star Trek.
Star Trek? Is it like high-end Star Trek stuff or no?
No, like 5-point... Oh, five POAs.
If you go to the website, it makes your cursor to the Enterprise logo. It's pretty good.
Oh, it does. The comm badge.
yeah. Let's see.
But yeah, so I don't think we're getting a Lightning collection anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Now, the only thing I could think of, is that they're licensing out to a younger audience.
Mm-hmm.
And Hasbro will stick with the Lightning collection for the older collectors.
But I don't think so.
But I don't know how the licensing works or what. So, but I don't think the Lightning collection's come back.
Like, ooh, that's not bad. Okay, so the Star Trek stuff is not super high-end, but it looks nice. Okay, it's not terrible. Okay, yeah. I think they might license it out entirely to other people, too. Because, like, they might license out to Super 7 still, which would be fun. Because I'm still waiting for that bulk to get through.
Yeah.
They still might license out some other things here and there. Like the Zio from the whole set. Like, that whole set. I need to cancel
three zeros?
The Zio. Yeah, I need to cancel Zio Green and just the whole damn set. Because they released
Zio Gold.
Zio Gold, I really want him. I want the whole set now.
Like, three Zio zeros, one of my right.
favorite series.
Yeah, you damn right. Hence the name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I also need to get a Jetman at some point too. I think it was some.
Oh, the Shoto set. Yeah.
No, you so that the one's. Set. I'm gonna get the SH figures.
Oh.
It's the red one's SH figure, and you should have asked to be the black one. Should have asked to be the black one in Willie's story, because then we could have both had the black and the red one, and then we would both have SH figures of this.
Yeah.
But no, you had to get the yellow one.
Yeah. No. Way to go, you damn thumbtack.
Damn dingbat.
Yeah. So
here's the appointment to this family and this podcast.
God dang it. So, so right now, I guess the Power Ranger line is up in the air. So
Limbo?
Limbo. I'm kind of... kind of disappointed that we didn't get to finish the power weapons. I really wanted to make a 1-to-1 scale power blaster.
Well, they might still finish it. They own the license for it. They can still do their own thing to it.
Oh. Like a HasLab.
Maybe?
I don't think they're going to do a HasLab for Power Rangers.
Like, that also means the helmets are done. Like, they're not doing more helmets.
I wanted to finish the helmets, too. God dang it.
We're not getting yellow, black,
green,
and green, and Nugget and the Zio helmets. I don't know.
Nope. Nothing.
We're the custom one of those guys.
It makes me so mad.
Looks like we're going to go Etsy and find some people who are making helmets and get those ordered.
Don't do that. Just go to Kevlock. He does them.
For the Zio helmets?
Yeah, he's already done them.
Well, how much are you charging for them?
I have no idea. No idea.
There it is right there. You don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know.
So, okay. Oh,
shit. Okay.
So Hasbro licensing out Power Rangers to Playmates. I saw a list of the other places that they do, and there's quite a few companies that are actually doing Power Rangers. Like Funko has the licensing now. So, which makes me think, will they expand off of MNPR for Funkos?
No, probably not.
I don't think so. But it would be fun to have Funko Zio set.
Funko Turbo set. That would work out pretty well.
I think anything Power Ranger Funko would be good.
Yeah, it's going to see how well they sell, though. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
Like, they don't normally bounce off of the original series, like the main set of things. So, like, if you ever look at what Funko does, right? They do the first wave of things. That's really about it. I know they're doing more waves for Demon Slayer because Demon Slayer stuff sells. But they do the first wave. If it doesn't sell, they stop doing it. So there's only one set of waves. And you saw they made the pre-order for Deadpool Wolverine, right?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Like, within 20 minutes of the trailer dropping.
Kind of want a set.
Yeah. Do it. Have fun with it, man. I'm not going to judge you heavily.
You always judge me.
I know. I'm proud of myself for that.
I send you a picture. Hey, look what I just bought. And then you're like, why? Why'd you do that?
Hey, don't you know about your financial insecurities? Come on, man. Good cry.
So, actually, on the heels of the Power Rangers being licensed out, we found out today that Boom is ending their MNPR line with the Boom Comics and Hasbro. Now, I don't know for a fact that if they're just ending that line and something else is coming outside it, like a rebranding of it, like they did from Shattered Grid to Beyond the Grid, or, you know, to whatever, how they rebrand it. So I don't know if we're going to get a rebranding to something else, or this is basically it, because we've heard two different things, that like possible new comic series, or they're cutting ties with Boom and Hasbro.
Haven't they been having problems? Like, hasn't Boom been having problems with Hasbro anyways, but getting approval for stuff?
For a while, yeah, for use of characters.
Okay, so I don't trust this relationship. Neither. Like, I like Boom. I like Hasbro a little bit. Like, they're okay, but I don't trust it. I don't think it's gonna happen. I don't think it's gonna happen at all.
Mm-mm. I think they're gonna cut ties with them.
Yeah, unless something good happens, unless something is like directly is a state of that it's a good thing happening, I don't trust it.
Well, the way Melissa Flores tweeted out that this was the end, so there's something. Well, she said something's coming in the future, but I don't know if it's gonna be Boom related. So we'll see. Time will tell.
That's the $1 million question.
Yep, time will only tell.
Yeah. So we'll see. All right. What else happened?
That's it?
That's it? Are we out of things to talk about?
Did you do that?
What?
What did I do? Son of L?
What, are you saying I'm magic? What, no?
No, something fell.
I didn't do nothing. How did I drop something?
I don't know. I just heard something fall over here.
I okay.
Maybe so you did it.
How did I do it?
I never trust you.
Well, I hope you don't, because I don't trust you either.
How dare you?
How dare I? How dareth you?
Okay, so I guess that's it for us. Shameful. That's no. Oh, I swear to God.
Shameful.
Shame on you.
Shame on me. Shame on your whole family.
Well, joke's on you because you're part of it. So.
Walked myself into that one, didn't I? Yeah, I did.
You did that. You done did it that one.
Did to my damn self. Damn it. Okay. Well, anyways. Damn it.
Anyways.
All right. Where people can find us at?
We are at Zio to Hero across the board. Whatever platform social media is on, we're on there under that name. Remember to go and leave a review and rate us, because it actually pushes it out to more people. And I've been looking at the numbers, and we've actually got quite a few, like a lot of random people playing our stuff. So definitely helps us out. Definitely helps us out. We, like I said previously, we will read the reviews. If you're able to leave a written review, we'll read them out and we'll cry about it. And then we'll probably threaten.
We'll cry.
Yeah, we'll probably threaten to delete things. You know, the usual stuff.
Yeah, the normal things. Yeah.
No, yeah. Yeah. So,
anyways.
Anyways. Have a good night. Yeah, shut up, Jim.
Let's listen to the daytime. They have a good day. Unless you listen in the morning, then what the hell's wrong with you?
What are you doing?
You know what? I hope you stub your toe.
Well, I can't stub my toes, Jimmy. I lost them all to diabetes, and I just club things, okay?
Like, get over here.
Yeah. Well, they didn't call me the miraculous kicker for nothing. I took that team to state.
He just, it's like kicking it with a baseball bat. No toes.
More like a cricket bat.
Right, I'm done with this conversation.
Do you want to be a hero, but you're not? Do you want to be a Jiro or a Kojiro, but you can't because you're not Japanese? Have you considered Zio to Hero?
Remember, heroes come and go. Idiots are for
Jimbalee! Jimbalee!
Ow, 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 ow. Okay, my neck's hurting. I slept good last night, but my neck was like, you did.
I've been doing this thing lately. We're like, hi, my name is Jim. Spelt like the person, sounds like the place.
Jim? Oh, that took me a second.
That's normally happens. They're like, oh, ah, that's funny. Oh my god, yes.
Bro, that one hurt.
This is the Zio to Hero podcast.